This is day 15, and today's devotional is titled, It's Personal, by Robert Morse. But first, let's come to the Lord in worship.
What? singing hallelujah, yeah, singing hallelujah, singing
Acts 1:8 says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." Imagine for a minute you and I are co-workers. We work in the same office building, and there's a common area where people go to take a break and eat lunch. One day I come into the common area, see a chair next to you, and ask, "May I sit here?" We strike up a conversation and talk about which departments we work in and how long we've been with the company. I say, "You know, I'm very grateful to be back at work because I was out sick for a while. I had an incurable disease that got progressively worse to the point I couldn't talk or walk. I was completely bedridden. My family heard about a new drug the Food and Drug Administration was testing, and because it wasn't covered by my insurance, they raised the money to cover the cost. The drug worked, and now I'm totally cured. That's why I'm happy to be back at work." Now, if this had really happened, would you think I was trying to convince you of something or shove my beliefs down your throat? Of course not. It wouldn't be offensive to you because I was merely telling you what happened to me. I wasn't trying to convince you of anything. I was simply sharing my story with you. Witnessing to people is much the same. You don't need to argue or persuade people. You just need to share your personal story. You see, being a witness is one of the easiest things for Christians to do. If you believe otherwise, the enemy has deceived you with fear, insecurity, or some type of false illusion. Witnesses are people who accurately communicate their experiences, what they have personally seen and heard. And every Christian should be a witness. In fact, every Christian is a witness. The question is, are you a good one or a bad one? Some witnesses plead the fifth and stay silent, while others share compelling eyewitness accounts. The reason the disciples' testimonies were so strong is because they were personal. They literally walked with Jesus and watched him change lives everywhere they went. He even changed their lives. And if you're a Christian, he's changed your life too. When you share with others the way God has changed your life, there's a powerful truth that cannot be argued. So, whom will you share your story with today? Let's pray. Lord, we ask you to help us to be a good witness today. We ask you to help us, empower us, so that we might share our story, the story of how you've changed our life in a loving way. Lord, we ask you to give us eyes to see divine opportunities to share your truth and the story of what you've done in our life with other people. Lord, we ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's scripture for memory is Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Acts 1:8. Let's say that again. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Acts 1, verse 8. Let's say that again. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Acts 1, 8. All right, great job. Let's go out and tell our story today.